So, for the instructions this morning in the guided meditation, I'd like to bring together most of the instructions of the retreat. The way that we talked about being present for breathing and then body, emotions and thinking, and then having some equanimity and stability. Each of these can be kind of focused on individually, but as the practice develops, the idea is that the mindfulness includes it all. And this ability to include all our human experience as part of mindfulness, it's what makes mindfulness life. It's that life and awareness are not really distinct. And I think of when all-inclusive nature of mindfulness, where awareness can be aware of anything and everything that occurs to us, is what makes awareness sacred. And as soon as we exclude something, that this is not acceptable for awareness to be aware of, we lose that sacredness, that preciousness of life. So as when I was first introduced to this practice in Thailand, I interpreted it to mean that I had to pay attention to everything, and I was smart enough to know that I couldn't track everything that was going on in the present moment. So I decided I would just track all the sounds in the monastery, the noisy monastery. And I went the next day to the teacher for my interview, and I said, I'm trying to be mindfully present for all the different sounds in the monastery. I'm just getting a headache because I was trying to do all of it at once. And he said, no, Gil. You don't try to be aware of everything at the same time. You're just aware of everything, but one thing at a time. Calmly, just let your attention, be awareness, take in each thing fully that's there, that comes to awareness. And then when it's known, and then you can be present for the next thing. And the next thing. And over time, everything can be included. And over time, the awareness feels more and more open, expansive, available in all directions for everything. So one of the things to include, to be really inclusive, is to recognize how you're being aware. Are you being aware with strain, with effort? Are you being kind of aware in a complacent, lackadaisical way, or with resistance or reluctance? Are you being aware as a should, as a command? Are you aware with a lot of ideas about being the doer? I have to do this, I can't do this, I better do it right. Are you aware and holding your experience at a distance, afraid? Are you aware and bring into the experience, drilling your attention into it, just as if you're going to try to make it go away. The idea is to be aware simply, and to whatever degree that it's easy to do so, to be aware calmly. So to begin, calmly take a few long, slow, deep breaths. As you exhale, relax your body. Release any holding you can identify in your body. As you exhale, let go into your sitting body. Letting go into the seat where your body's weight settles. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And having a first now a global awareness of your body in whatever way that's easy for you. It doesn't have to be your whole body, but whatever is easy for a wide awareness of your body. And most likely your attention will roam around your body, touching into different places, while there's a kind of wide feeling of being in the body as well. And from this vantage point of a little bit wider, fuller attention, kind of like you're coming in through the back door or easing into it, slowly ease into the experience of your body breathing. Ease into the knowing that you're inhaling, exhaling, as you exhale, relax any tension or pressure associated with thinking. relax any tension associated with being aware, being attentive. And perhaps you can also brighten the awareness, brighten the mind a bit. Relaxed and bright, relaxed and a clear knowing of the body breathing. In the simplest knowing of breathing, there is no time. There's just the in-breath, middle of the in-breath. There's not even the end. It's just the experience itself. Not anticipating anything or wanting anything. That takes time. Each thing is allowed to be itself as it unfolds and moves. Each moment of calm awareness of what is. See if you can let it exist outside of time. So there's no concern how long you're aware. No concern that you weren't aware just before. If you are aware, that's enough, just now. If the mind wanders away in thought, when you become aware again, maybe be aware without any reference to the past. Just now, you're aware again. And then letting go of your breathing, the attention to breathing, and calmly let yourself be aware of the strongest sensation in your body. Calmly, easily know it. And that also exists simply, a simple knowing of a particular area of your body where there are sensations. You could, if you want, breathe with those sensations. Breathe through them so you stay connected to the sensations in your body, wherever they're strongest right now. this simple moment of knowing occurs outside of time, outside of concern for time, before and after. Each thing is allowed to be itself and known calmly. And letting go of that. Maybe coming back to your breathing. And next, becoming aware of how you're feeling. What emotion or emotions are present for you? What moods or mind states are predominant? Simple, calm knowing of how you're feeling. Without concern of before and after. What will happen or should happen. Just the experience in and of itself of how you feel. And if your emotional state, mood, is expressed somehow in your body. Feel the emotion in your body. Know that. And if it's nice, you can breathe through or with the body's experience of the emotion. And then coming back to just breathing for a while. as if breathing is at the center of all things. Where the experiences, sensations of breathing, each comes and goes. And each coming and going, just being itself. With no concern of before and after. And then next, becoming aware of the thinking mind, of thoughts. Maybe a soft awareness of thoughts as they occur. May be aware of the building blocks of thoughts, of the individual words or images, before they create stories and big ideas. Not living in the thoughts, rather living in that way that you can be aware. Where there's knowing. Knowing of thinking. If thoughts persist, is there an emotion connected to the thinking? A mood? If there's an emotion connected to thinking, where is that in the body? Is there a center where that mood is most present? If you like, you can breathe through that part of your body. With breathing helping you to be present without being carried away by the thoughts. just seeing, thinking, but not involved. And coming back to your breathing. You might be grounded in the experience of breathing, but as sensations of your body, emotions, as thoughts occur, calmly, if they're predominant, if they're compelling, calmly take them in. Know that's what's happening. No hurry, not trying to get everything. Being content to know what is simple to know in the moment now. A moment or two of knowing that in and of itself is outside of time. Whatever is known, and the knowing is allowed to just be totally itself for that moment. Just this. this simple knowing of experience, you might know that it's either pleasant or unpleasant. But this simple knowing, it doesn't mind whichever it is. For the simple knowing, it doesn't matter if it's pleasant or unpleasant. Knowing just knows. You might have preferences. Simple knowing, we just know that there's a preference. But the simple knowing would, it's almost like it doesn't care what the preference is. It's just one more thing to know. Calmly to know and recognize. Without any intention to believe or act on it. Just know. This is how it is. At this moment, maybe a moment that's outside of time. Just now. so that your awareness could be inclusive, what would you have to accept right now? What would you have to recognize? Many years ago, a Zen teacher defined mindfulness as a mind that's ready for anything. A mind that's ready, receptive for anything to arise. Doing this practice, we're also ready, receptive for anything to disappear, to go, the coming and going, just receptive to how it unfolds moment by moment. So these faculties that we've been talking about, they slowly become powers or strengths. Strengths that come along with us, accompany us. And for all of you, to some degree, these faculties are a little bit more here today with you than they were when you first arrived. Your ability to be aware, to be calm, settled, and it might be that for parts of today, that rather than doing mindfulness, the practice can be allow mindfulness, allow awareness to arise, to be present. All the different ways that we can be aware, the mind can do it naturally. There's a natural awareness that exists all the waking hours. Maybe today you can have this readiness of mind or an allowing of mind and allow the emergence of being present that's ready for things to appear and disappear, available for each thing to be here, almost timelessly, just itself. But in the world of time, maybe practice at the speed in which, by which you can allow for awareness to be present. I'll try to be at the speed that allows the mind to remain receptive to this moment, ready for this moment. May you accompany your awareness today. So there's one announcement, and that is Marjolaine has put up another sign-up sheet for three practice discussions this afternoon. I hope you have a nice day and that you enjoy this day. Maybe enjoy your natural awareness. Thank you.